once they got through the fence, the hole in the fence where they got through, I noticed them to the back of the car, which they had put, which I think they was loading up with the diesel. And as I went to grab them, one turned around and hit me, which I believe now is a piece of wood. We had a bit of a scuffle. I went to the floor. I more than anything, I managed to grab the wood off them, and I just swung out. By the looks of it, I caught Green a couple of times. I may have caught the other man. I'm hitting the car, hitting the air, you know, just swinging out again for me. But Mr. Green went down, and the other one went off. So I chased him, managed to get him on the floor, and hold him about 5-10 minutes until the police come.
So this was Timothy Cross who you got hold of. For Kevin Green, who's 53 years old, he was the man that you hit with the fence, and you knew he wasn't going anywhere because, quite frankly, he had broken legs and a broken arm.
Yeah, I didn't know at the time.
You must have been in some rage, Mr. Woodhouse.
I wasn't so much rage as, you know, is spur of the moment and frightened, angry, frustrated, lots of different emotions.
Can you remember how hard you hit him with that fence post?
No. I was just swinging out. I didn't realise I was swinging out at everything. I was swinging out at the other gentleman. I swung out at different things, you know.
There will be people who be listening to this interview, Andrew, who say that you shouldn't be a free man today, that you lashed out. You took the law into your own hands. You left a man with two broken legs and a broken arm. You chased the other one. You waited, sat on him until the police turned up. There may be some people say you should be banged up for what you did. What do you say to them?
With all the support I've had, I think there's not many people out there would agree with you. The amount of support I've had has been overwhelming. It's kept me and my family going for this last 10 months.